Joining us now on the program is Patrick Kennedy, founding partner of AllSource Investment Management. Patrick, you like private equity here and you like hedge funds. Let's start with the former. What in particular do you like at this point in time about private equity?
Thanks so much for having me back on, gentlemen. So as you know, we look at private markets just as much as we look at public markets. And right now we're looking at GP stakes within private equity. It's kind of a niche strategy, but essentially it allows us to buy in from a general partnership standpoint rather than a limited partnership. So your typical private equity investment, you buy in as a limited partner, you hope the general partner makes good decisions and the assets in the fund increase over time. When you buy in as a general partner, you get to participate in the growth of the assets, but you also get to participate in the management fees that are being billed to the limited partners, which tends to be very lucrative and sticky since you're billing on illiquid assets and your average fund term is about 10 years. So I know it's more of a niche play, but it's a way to capitalize on the growth that we're seeing in the asset class as a whole. So I know Preqin just did a survey recently and asked institutional investors how many planned on increasing their private equity asset allocation in 2025, and it was over 70%. So I think that speaks to just the massive growth that we're seeing in the asset class alone. And if we're able to tap in at a general partnership level rather than a limited partnership level, all the better.
So if they've got this dry powder, how are they going to put it to work? What are you looking at in terms of potential deal flow here?
Yeah, that's a great question. So as we're seeing rates, well, the thought of rates coming down, we're seeing activity pick up. So there's always a big debate on whether or not private equity lags the public markets or what. But I think this time it's actually gone against that grain. Rather than lagging the public markets, it's waited to see where the dust would settle with rates, right? And now that we have a good idea of what the floor is going to be and what the ceiling is going to be within the interest rate market, you're starting to see private equity deploy, right? So a lot of the top managers that we work with, top quartile, top decile, have largely sat out the last 2 years, meaning they haven't really put money to work. They've gathered a lot of commitments, right? There's a ton of commitments on file, and we're just now starting to see that get deployed. So largely sidestepped the drawdown, and now we're starting to see some of that go to work.
So we have a mix of institutional and retail investors that listen into the program. It's not just a professional product. And I would imagine a lot of retail investors don't have a lot of exposure to private equity or to hedge funds, but they do care a lot about risk at the moment. When you're looking at this kind of time where the Fed is considering cutting interest rates, how do you measure up risk for the average investor?
So the way we look at this Fed cutting cycle, it's a little different than usual, right? Usually when rates are going down and monetary policy is loosening, it's a good thing. But that's usually happening when the market is much more discounted than where it is right now, right? So we're trading at, 22, 23 times next year's numbers. And that's assuming mid-teens earnings growth, meaning everything in the AI story really needs to play out, right? And don't get me wrong, we're big believers on AI, but we don't think that monetization is going to happen as quickly as most people think it will, right? So to us, that's the biggest risk right now. And the Fed has made it clear that they're not going to make any big moves when it comes to rate cuts unless they need to. And I'll tell you right now, if they need to, the equity market is not going to like that. Meaning if there's some black swan event that causes a big economic shock and they're cutting quickly, that's not going to be a good thing for the equity market. So base case, they're cutting slowly, 25 bips a meeting. And in that environment, because, again, we're at 22 times, I think a lot of that has been baked in. So at this point, you need earnings to catch up and you need the AI story to play out.
So, Patrick, where are you seeing opportunity? Maybe some of these situations you got a company under a little bit of stress or de-res. You think that maybe a good PE firm can come in and restructure things and discover value and maybe enhance it a bit. Where are you seeing opportunity?
Yeah, so we like a few different subsectors, if you will, within the private markets, right? Cybersecurity is really big right now, simply because you get a little bit of the AI theme going on with it, but there's so much going on geopolitically, so much tension right now, where cybersecurity is not going anywhere, right? We think that's a secular compounder that we can truly count on over the long run, not just one of these hot themes that comes and goes. So that's one place that we're seeing a lot of dollars flow and something that piques our interest. Another area is biotech. So biotech has been largely left off this bull run, right? So in 22, you saw the XBI sell off close to 70%, I believe. So many of those companies are still beaten down in a big way, yet you're adding the AI efficiency to healthcare now, and you're seeing a lot of breakthroughs happen and such. So we're interested in both of those sectors in a big way when it comes to private equity and what we screen for from a theme standpoint.
Patrick, thank you. Patrick Kennedy, founding partner of All Source Investment Management.